Hi, and welcome back. It's Matt Young. This is a meditation for helping you fall asleep when you have too much on your mind. When your to-do list is too long and you have too much on your plate, it can be hard to think clearly and hard to get the rest you need. But rest is usually just what you do need. So let's get some. Lying on your back, let your legs stretch long and your feet fall apart. For extra comfort, place a pillow beneath your knees, especially if you don't normally lie in this position. And rest one hand on your chest and the other on your belly. Take a few moments to feel the weight and warmth of your hands. And to do whatever you need to do in order to feel comfortable and cozy. And don't worry, you can move into another position later on or as you drift into sleep. Now, as you settle in, let your body sink down into the mattress, as though your bed were the cradling arms of a new mother, and you were the newborn infant being gently held. You can close your eyes if you haven't already. Give yourself permission to rest. Let your brain and body power down. There's no hurry. If your mind is racing with the activity of the day or plans for tomorrow, just trust that these thoughts will fade away over time. You don't need to swat them away like flies. Now would be a good time to take a few long, lazy breaths. Letting the belly and chest expand as you breathe in. And letting the ribs and diaphragm release as you breathe out. And as you breathe, relax the muscles of the face. The eyes. The lips. The tongue. Then allow yourself to take a big yawn. Fake it if you need to. And once again, another big, lazy, jaw-releasing yawn. You might notice that your breath now flows a little more freely. And you can continue to breathe softly at your own pace. Making no effort to fall asleep. Just letting the body and mind rest. Not putting any pressure on yourself. Just lying there with no agenda. You will probably notice various thoughts and feelings passing by. See if you can follow one for a while. Where does it lead? Is it important? Does it demand your attention? Or does it just drift by like a leaf on the breeze? For now, perhaps you can just let your thoughts do their own thing. If they want to party, let them party. If they want to nap, let them nap. And if they're making you feel anxious or stressed, let that be okay too. Remember, just as it's not your job to make yourself fall asleep, it's not your job to make your thoughts shut up. Let them and any accompanying emotions hang about, trusting that they will fall silent in their own time, like toddlers after a long day. So how does your body feel now? What sensations draw your attention? Remember, you can adjust your position anytime you need to. And so if some part of the body feels tense, you might deliberately contract the muscles in that area. For example, you could raise a leg just a fraction from the bed, feeling the muscles contract as you hold it aloft for a moment. And then you could let it fall back down, enjoying the accompanying release of tension. And you could try that with the other leg. Or you could slowly roll your head from side to side, just a millimeter or two in either direction, allowing any tension there to come into awareness. Or you might imagine that you're resting on a cushion of warm air, held effortlessly aloft, as though your body were completely without weight and without tension. Remember, you don't need to force yourself to sleep. Trust that sleep will just happen, all by itself, and that it will happen sooner if you don't worry. Instead, you can practice being kind to yourself, knowing that sleep emerges when kindness and patience are present. Just for a moment, you might allow yourself to think of all the other sleepless people in your city, lying in bed, wishing they were asleep, but struggling with anxious minds. And perhaps you could offer yourself the support and kindness and empathy you might offer one of these anonymous insomniacs. As you continue to lay there, gradually becoming more comfortable and still, notice what you can hear. Soak up the sounds around you, almost as though your body were absorbing them. And become aware of the softness of your pillow. The weight and warmth of your covers. Soak up these sensations too. And take a moment to see if you can catch a thought. Appreciate what a marvel it is to have these thoughts popping into your head. Little stories appearing out of thin air. What story will arrive next? And how are you feeling? Is there an emotion present? A mood, an urge or impulse? Welcome it like a long lost friend, with a big smile and a warm heart. No matter what visits, continue in this way, greeting sounds and sensations, thoughts and emotions. Letting them all come and go. And not shooing away those that hang around a little longer. Letting your attention slowly cycle between them all. Until sleep beckons. And when it does, just let go. And if you remain awake, remember, it's not your job to make yourself fall asleep. Just enjoy the ever-changing moment. Practicing patience and kindness. Developing some bedtime mindfulness. Trusting that the body and mind are getting some rest. And that sleep will come eventually.